A nationwide call for tougher gun laws. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. As a 10-year-old girl who was murdered at her school is laid to rest in Uvalde, Texas today, demonstrators from coast to coast are demanding more from their lawmakers. One rally was in Parkland, Florida, where a gunman killed 17 people on Valentine's Day of 2018.
Sherry Kaufman was a sophomore at Marjory Stoneman at the time of the shooting and expressed a growing frustration with lawmakers.
Who here is angry that our representatives do nothing while children die in the streets and in our schools?
Marjory Stoneman teacher Sarah Lerner said people don't need the thoughts and prayers of elected officials after shootings, but instead,
we need change and we need action.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
President Biden is a gun owner, but he doesn't believe the Second Amendment is absolute. During a fundraiser last night, he told reporters and donors in California that he owns two shotguns. He also said he does not support arming teachers. According to the president, his number one priority is inflation. This as prices keep going up while the size of what we buy goes down, otherwise known as shrinkflation.
Easy to understand why companies are shrinking their package sizes now because of inflation. Their costs are going up. But the tough part for consumers is that usually once the company shrinks that product size, very rarely does it go back to the original larger size.
Fox Business Network's Lydia Hu. The price for a gallon of gas has never been higher. AAA has the national average at just over $5. For 15 straight days, the cost of gasoline has risen, and the price of a gallon is nearly $2 more than it was a year ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Indiscriminate shelling by Russian forces is ripping apart villages in eastern Ukraine, forcing thousands to flee.
In the war in the east, the shelling has really come to a war of attrition with heavy artillery fire on both sides. The problem for Ukraine is that Russian artillery is much heavier, as many as 60,000 rounds fired, 60,000 shells every day. Ukraine firing back just about one-tenth that amount. They are using older Soviet-era artillery pieces, so it's going to take some time for Western artillery to get on the scene there and for Ukrainian soldiers to be trained.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. The British government says Russia is likely using missiles that weigh 6 tons because they're running short of more modern weapons. Amid stalled nuclear negotiations, North Korea continues to build up arms. The rogue regime has fired off a number of missiles recently, and it's believed the North could soon conduct a nuclear test. A fatal fireworks accident is under investigation in North Carolina.
Firefighters in North Carolina Friday responded to a brush fire at a farm in the town of LaGrange. Lenoir County Emergency Services Director Murray Stroud reported that fields were being burned off on the farm. Upon arrival, firefighters could see the flames approaching a shipping container. The property owner told the department that there were fireworks stored inside of it. He was trying to extinguish those flames himself when the container suddenly exploded, killing the property owner instantly. Three firefighters were injured. One of them is now in critical condition. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
A fan of the New York Rangers is no longer welcome at their home stadium. James Anastasio was arrested after allegedly sucker punching a hockey fan from the opposing team. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.